Hey, it's Jermaine. I'm here with my grandmother Gigi, and we're going to be asking her a couple questions. So,
Okay, hi everybody.
cool. So the first question, how was motherhood like for you? And how was raising two diverse children like?
Okay. I very much enjoyed being a mother. I mean, yes, it's work and everything, but it's something I wouldn't have missed for the world. I enjoyed my kids. I enjoyed all their different ages. I'm not saying we didn't have our times, but from the wee babies to the adolescents, I think we had a lot of fun. things kind of changed as they went to college and stuff like that, but raising them was a good positive experience. As a parent of diverse children, I mean, I learned as a white person a lot that I never would have learned if I didn't have children of color. And so that was a real positive. I feel like I've gotten something that a lot of people in this country, particularly white people, just don't get and maybe aren't so particularly interested in getting. But again, it was hard. And anytime you're a parent and you see your child suffering because of something stupid like prejudice, bias, that type of thing, it hurts you too. I felt it was real important for my kids to get good educations because I felt like that was a way for them to have a step up and have more choices. So, I put money and effort into getting them good schooling and stuff, and that meant a lot to me.
As a grandmother, do you have any advice for your grandchildren and, just stuff you would like us to remember you by?
Guess what I'm going to say?
What?
It has to do with school. My
Yeah.
advice to all of my grandchildren is make school important and your priority. This is the time in your life where you should be focusing on that. Not that you can't have time for other things. Hopefully, you're enjoying school. But even if you aren't, you're giving it the priority and the importance. Okay. The other advice I have, I think it's harder coming up these days, growing up these days, than it was when I was growing up and even when my kids were growing up, because of the there's a lot of negative influences out there. This okay? Okay. A lot of things the kids are exposed to these days that we just weren't. Okay. I mean, when I was growing up, it wasn't unusual for a 12 or 13-year-old girl to still be playing with dolls. That was normal. Now you have 12 and 13-year-olds who look like they're 20 and they're playing with all kinds of stuff besides dolls. So, I really I hope that each one of my grandsons will. I know how hard it is to have peer pressure and have people try to pull you down because you're doing well or you're trying to do the right thing, but have the guts to be your own person. Do what you know is right, not what's cool or what you think everybody else is going to approve of. If you learn that now as a kid, that's going to serve you well the rest of your life. And again, this is some of the time to start learning that.
After as long as you've known me and all the stuff we've done and just the things that you see me been through.
So we're back to the question, am I proud of you?
Yes.
Most definitely. Absolutely. Without going into too much detail, I know that life has not been the easiest and simplest for you and your brothers. Hopefully things are better now because that's what you deserve. But I have always been impressed by how you got yourself through. You didn't use those pressures and stressors as excuses. You've always had a good attitude. And I think one of the things that really impresses me is your heart. You truly have a good heart, Jermaine.
Thank you.
And you're not afraid to show it, So many young men, especially, are afraid to show emotions and feelings. But you have the courage to do that. And that impresses me, because what I know about that is it takes strength to show our frailties, our weaknesses. It's the strong people who can let people see that they're human and that they hurt and that they're sad. Mm-hmm. Okay? Somebody who isn't strong is too afraid to do that. And you are one strong nude. You are. You're a good person. I am so glad you're in my life. And, I mean, it didn't take long for you to get right there in my heart. Marched right in there, buddy. You got a lot of talents. I mean, you got a lot of things going for you. So, like I said, keep that focus on school.
Yeah.
Okay? Take care of business. You're going to be okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. And you know I don't say things just to sound nice.
Yeah, yes. Okay. You know.
All right.